Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mori Nima Rezi Sheyichyu and for Reb Yitzchak Michiel Ben Esther. Should have a four shalom tzorch shal Yisrael, Reb David Hanach Mordechai Ben Frieda Simcha, four shalom tzorch shal chol Yisrael, and both Metzias Samach Tesam at Beis, Amar Rava, Shara Levin Shlomeim Lechavrei Elech Dal Azuzei, the Osvei Leplan Yazuzei. It's permitted for a man to give four zuz to his friend, and he says to him, do me a favor, lend a zuz to Ploni. So he's paying someone to lend money. That's normally interest, it's ribbis, it's aser. But here it's going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the Torah only asered ribbis that comes from the love to the malve, and here the ribbis is not coming from the love to the malve, but to the malve from a third party. Now the shaila is, let's say Reuven gives money to Shimon to lend money to Levi, and he says, I want it to be midin eved kenayni. Is this mutter or aser? What's midin eved kenayni? We know that if Reuven goes up to Leah and he says, Leah, I'm giving you this money, so you should be married to Shimon. She's married. Why midin eved kenayni? Ma eved kenayni, that you can be kohen, the eved kenayni is kohen himself. Even though he doesn't lose anything, somebody else pays for his freedom. Nevertheless, he's kona. So too, Shimon could be kona Leah, even though he didn't pay anything, even though Reuven paid. Why? Because Reuven is batsim standing in place of Shimon. So let's say somebody says, I'm doing it to midin eved kenayni, that I'm giving you money so that you should give to him. So if he says explicitly midin eved kenayni, maybe it's considered as if the love is giving to the malve. This third party says it's midin eved kenayni, so I'm doing it on his behalf. So maybe it's aser. If he says it explicitly. However, we don't find midin eved kenayni that he has to say it explicitly, that it's midin eved kenayni. The lashon of the Gemara is helach manu miskachi l'plani mikudeshes midin eved kenayni, but he doesn't say that it's midin eved kenayni. He just says, take this money and be married to Ploni. The Gemara says she's mikudesh, it's midin eved kenayni. Ramam also, Perakem Yochasish Salach of Beis, so it also says that if you say, take this dinner, the Matana, and it's Kachi Uploni, and Ploni's Mekadisher, so he says, Haraya Mekudesh Shli, with this Hana that you received because of me, she's Mekudesh, even though the Mekadish gave her nothing. But again, it doesn't say here that it's supposed to Mitin Evet Kenaini, but it is, because he says, you know, take this money from to be married to so and so. But it doesn't say it's explicitly midin eved kenayni, and yet maybe it is. Maybe in our case as well, even if he doesn't say explicitly midin eved kenayni, since the person paying the money to this malve is in place of the love, he's acting on behalf of the love, and if he doesn't say explicitly midin eved kenayni, maybe it's still lesser because it's like the money is coming from the love to the malve. Also in Eben Ezer and Simon Chavtes Sif Hei, it says Amra Helech La Dinar Mishali. He says to her, take one dinner of mine and be Miskadeshes to Ploni. So she's Mikudeshes. So again, you don't have to say it's Medin Eved Kenayni and Gabi Eved Kenayni itself. You don't have to say that you're giving for the Eved Medin Eved Kenayni, the Rambam Paskins, Perakei Osav Adem Melacha Beis. Just you give to the master some money and you say Amenas that your Eved should go free. So now the Kasha is, so how come you're allowed to say Helach Zuz, you say to the Malva, take a Zuz, and be Malva, Sarah Diranim Leploni, Dinarim Leploni. And that's from our Gemara. And so the Rambam Paskins, you're allowed to give your friend a dinner in order that she Alva Leploni Mea Dinarim. So this Lashon is a Lashon of Eved Kenayni. So if Gabi Kiddushin and Kenyan Eved, this Lashon works for the Makadesh, it works for the Eved. So here also, it should be like you're in place of the Lova, and it should be Asur to give the money. So Rashi says that midin eved kenayni you have to make a shliach, but according to the Ramban, no shlichus is necessary, because it says in Simen Kuf Samech she'afim pies haloives hanoisein gam kein shari kevin mishlo nosein heich nas shlucho. According to the Ramban, there's no shlichus involved. Your mafai is the love, and you say, do me a favor, speak to the malvet to give me money. Give him money, even to give me money, but he's not, since the Nosin is giving of his own money, he's not his shliach. But then, so if you don't need shlichus, it should still be aser midin Eved Kenayni. Because just like Eved Kenayni, the person is acting on behalf of the Eved Kenayni or the husband, so too he's acting on behalf of the Love. So you don't need explicit shlichus, he's still acting on his behalf. And therefore it should be aser. Also the Ramah, Yeredesh and Hei Sifches, brings the name of the Rivash, that a father can't be pulled his son out of the Shliach. And the Chivas Chas himself, he explains in Reish Tzadi Zayin and Yeredeya, that the Rivash is talking about where the Shliach gives his own money, and he's not mizakeh the money to the father. Rather, he wants to be poda ben chaver or b'mamon atzmo b'shlichus chaver. And the father is yotzei dechovas pidyon, shim shulch shaladim kamoso, and the Rivash says that doesn't work. So, it doesn't work that the guy should give his own money on behalf of the father. And this is a siyata, this chasim sof, siyata, we have a siyata midivrei Ramban. When you give mamon atzmo avor halove, you're not his shliach. The Ramban also says, heich nasa shlucho. It's not considered shlichus. It's not considered shlichus when you give your money to the kohen. You're not the shliach of the father, and therefore the pidyon doesn't work. Just like the benevolent person giving the money to the malve isn't the shliach of the love. But nevertheless, we have a kasha. The pidyon should work midin eved kenayni, even though there's no shlichus here. But the Medina Eved Kenayni, it should be effective. That just like Eved Kenayni, the person isn't chaser, yet he makes the kinyan, the husband or the other or the Eved, so too the father, even though he's not chaser, he should still be zeche to this kinyan and so to speak, buy his son back from the coin. My boy's tfeh, you want the money or the kid, right? So it should be effective. This pidyon, this redemption, should be effective. Midin, we call it redemption, better than a kinch. Redemption should be effective. Midin Eved Kenayni, just like Kiddushin. In the Nekudas HaKesef, in Yeredeya Shinhei, he says where the Beis is pulled to the cotton, they're mizaka the most to the cotton, mizaka lan shilobufano. So you see that they're pulled to be ma'osav shel cotton. The shaila is, why do you have to mizaka the moment to the cotton? The pigeon should work, Midin Eved Kenayni, even though the cotton doesn't have the money. So, explains as follows. This is in his wonderful sefer, the Nasan Pirio, on Maseches Bav Metzia, on page Shin Mem Tes. He has this huge sefer on Bav Metzia Halavai. He should have written on all the Masechtas, but you know, he put out something like 100 svarim in his life. So we can't expect him to have written everything. Busy man. So he explains as follows, that the din Eved Kenayni is only effective where the Baal Dover doesn't have to give of his own. In such an instance, somebody else can give money, but when we need that the person give of his own, then the giving of others isn't effective. And therefore, Daftke B'Kedushin, it works midin Eved Kenayni because there's no Kepeda that the husband should give his own money. Like the Ran writes in Kedushin and Ches, Machon V'Kedush Tmeim Mekudeshes. So if somebody sold something Asur Bahanan, he's Mekadish with this money. She's Mekudeshes, even though the Damim are usher to the Mekadesh, since she is allowed to get Hana. And she is Kona Machamaso. She is Kona because of him. And she is allowed to get Hana. She's Mekudeshes, just like Mekadesh Begezel. The Acherim, Sestam, the Mandamar, Stam Gzele, Yeush Bailim. But even though Yeush Kedi, Lo Kani, and as long as it's in his hand, it's not Kani Lo. Nevertheless, since she was Kona, the Nesin Aso, she's a Mekudesh, so too, she gets Hana. She's allowed to get Hana from what he gives her, even though he's not allowed to get Hana from when he sold the Surei Hana. He's not allowed to get Hana from the moment, but she is. Therefore, says the Ran, she's a Mekudesh, so he doesn't have to be lacking money. Look in the Mishnah Lamelech, a very important Mishnah Lamelech in Perakei Mechusis Halach Aleph. So the Kiddushin, the money doesn't have to belong to the Mekadesh, and the Iker is that the Kesef should come B'sivas Habal Yad Aisha. And because of this, when a man says to a woman, Helach Dinu Zev is Kachi Uploni, she's Mekudeshes, even though the Mekadesh isn't giving his own. And the Mekadesh never had this money. Nevertheless, since he gives the most to the woman, nor that she should be miskadeshes, she's receiving this money b'sibaso, she's mekudeshes. And that's what the Baal says, arayam mekudeshesli, v'anazu aval lech bigla li kalashen aramba melosishes. So as long as she was mekabel the money because of him, and so too by Kenyan Evet Kenaini, the Iker is that the Kesef should be miskabel al yidei ha'adam, like it says in Kiddushin, chof gimel amet aleph, Kesef Kabbalah's Rabbi Garmalah, and therefore other people can give it. By Nisinas Ribis, there's only an Isser if the Lova gives Mammon Mishal Atzma. The Asra Torah says in the Gemara, Ela Ribis Havami Loiva La Malve. Maybe they learn from the Lashon of Lo Sashich Le Ochicho, which is an Azhar of the Lova above Mitziyan Hayom Beis. Lashon Neshech is Shayach only when he's Noto, he's biting, he's taking the Mammon of the Lova, like the Rambam writes, Perek Dambach is Lova. Velamanek Roshmo Nechesh, Meneshu Noshech, Shemitzar is Chaver of Ochel is Psaro. Or it's learned from Eskas B'chalos Sitein Lo B'Neshech, or Mizanilmad, that there's no Isser on the Malve, Ela Kishim Malve Moz Shalo, Kidamuchach B'Rashi Gidn Chafomid Beis, that it's only called Nesina when you give me Shalo, has to be a Nesina. And that's the Taz in Eben Ezer and Kufchav Sif Kotten Beis, that a Getzar has to be Mishal Baal, because it says V'Nosan, Yitain Mishalo. Look in the Tshuvas Prisavram, that if he writes Get, Anir Shal Hefker, and the Baal is in Zoyche, it's possible because there's no Nesina, Sina has to belong to him. So if so, Ribis, it says his Kaspa Lo Titain, so the Malve is only over if he's Malve Moz Shal Atzmo V'Ribis, and therefore the Love is only if he gives money of his own. So since the din is that there's no Issa Ribis unless the Lova gives Ribis Mishalo, therefore when you give your friend money, you say, Helach Zuz, and lend 10 dinar to Ploni, so yes, there's a din Abed Kenaini, nevertheless, there's no Isser, and even if the Lova is Mephias, the no saint, and he's appeasing him, and he says, go speak to the Malva for me, do something for me, help me out, give him money, whatever, there's no Isser Ladas HaRamban, since HaKolpanim, the Lova didn't give of his own money, and we have to, when we require Dafka Nesina Mishal Baal, Hadavar Loi Mahani, it's not effective, Midina Abed Kenaini, and so too by Pidgin Aben, the Rivash holds that we require Dafka, that he should be Nifta B'momana of, maybe we learned from the Pasuk, V'nasata Kesef L'Aaron U'Levanav, Tuyeh Odfim. So it says, V'nasata, from this parasha we learn Dine Pidgin Aben, like the Rambam writes, Perak Aleph, Mibikur Malach Yud, Pidgin Aben L'Zichre Kahuna, because it says, V'nasata Kesef L'Aaron U'Levanav. So since it says Nesina, maybe it has to be from the Ab, and therefore Pidgin Aben doesn't work Medina Abed Kenaini, because it has to be dafka the moment of the father. So therefore that's Mataritz Arkasha. So why? Is there no Dina Abed Kenaini that it's as if the Lova gave it? Because it has to be the Lova's own money, just like Pepijina Ben. It has to be the father's own money. And Taka in the Tshuvas Hagon Milisa, that was printed in the Tshuvas Chaim Shlomo in Yerodeh Siman Lamed Beis, he says there that Din Eved Kenaini only works by Kedushin, which is a Kenyan, but Pidgin Aben, which is not a Kenyan, it doesn't help when others give for him, he has to give his own. And based on this, it could be that when somebody who's Noder Tztaka and his Shver pays in his stead, it's not effective. Because Staka has to be Mishalo. Like Tosis in Kedushin, and of Chesam Ralef, Gabe Balchov, Konem Mashkon, Ayin Sham. And if that's the case, if the Shver wasn't Makna the Mammon to his son in law, he's not Yotze. If the Shver does give it, then the whole stock is off, because he only gave it al das that it should be on behalf of his son-in-law, and if it doesn't work, then he didn't want to give it. So he should do a mamet shloshtan and be mezakeh his son-in-law with the money. Al kol panim, this way he can give the stock of his own, because stock has to be of your own. So the fizeh wadin beribis, that it doesn't work, we didn't have it kenaini. He's just like Eved Kenaini only works by Kedushin because it's a Kenyan, but not by Pidgin Aben because it's not a Kenyan. By Ribis also, this is not a Kenyan. Nesinas HaRibis doesn't make a Kenyan, and therefore Nesinas HaAcher is not considered as if the Love gave it, And memela, we can understand why it is mutter for someone else to give it, because as we explained, it is not coming directly from the lova. Okay? So obviously there's loads more to say on the sugya. We will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should return to the sugya. Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.